Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I mean, you couldn't have scripted this one any better. Ramiro Askui's first two tennis matches as head coach of the Hoosier women result in 7-0 shutouts. One of them, actually, his very first match as head coach against daughter Denise, Western Michigan Broncos, out at the tennis center. You talk about whirlwind, emotional. Coach Ramiro tried to, well, put it into words.
As special as it could be, I could have not asked for anybody better to share the spotlight with me. It was fantastic. It was an emotional match for both of us. It was something that it wasn't so much about the wins and the losses. It was what, you know, Denise has been such a great role model for this community.
Sure has.
And for her to be able to come here and, you know, the community showed up in terms of our, you know, fan base, but to, you know, cheer for her, to cheer for my program, it was hard for everybody, but Denise did a fantastic job, and, you know, she was thrilled that the win was, you know, obviously that we won, but sad for herself, but at the same time, that's the type of kid she is, and she told me how proud she was of me, and obviously I am extremely proud of her. You know, I don't know if I told you lately on her, but she's doing engineering, which is a very tough major as a tennis player. You know, she's doing industrial engineering. She had second most wins on the team last year. She's stepping it up, and, you know, she had already a winning streak of 7. We broke her streak here in this tournament, so she's doing awesome. I'm just really, really happy for her, how well she's doing.
Well, every right to be, Ramiro Askui, proud pop of Denise, and now opposing head coach of the Hoosier women. They'll take on Washington State and Cincinnati this weekend, trying to go 3-4-0 here in 2017. Great story. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, the lifting, the running, the training continues in Coach Tom Allen's Hoosier football camp as we move along here in January. You know, a week from tomorrow is February, and it's National Letter Signing Day. And as we told you last week, it looks like Coach's first class as head coach will be in the low 20s. We'll wait and see. And we'll also wait and see if there will be, well, next December, an early signing date with some new recruiting proposals on the table, as Coach Tom was telling me after recently returning from the American Football Coaches Association convention.
That was my first experience in those meetings as a head coach, which was, you know, I enjoyed those, you know, and I supported the 10th coach, you know, and I see that as a real possibility. You know, obviously we as a group approved it, and then obviously moves forward from there to be voted on, but I think that's great for our game and for our players, and that's really the whole objective, is to what's best for the student athletes. And then, you know, the chance to have an early signing day, you know, we talked about doing that as well and adding one of those in December possibly. And so we approve that, and I feel like that's a positive thing to, once again, that helps the student athletes and their families, and helps us as coaches to be able to do a better job of kind of, maybe when a kid makes his decision, be able to go ahead and sign early, and then you can focus on the rest of the class after that. So I think there's going to be some incremental changes in recruiting. You know, I think there's a big push to want to see some growth in that area, and some change is hard. You know, nobody wants to do things different sometimes, but I think it's what's best for the future.
Well, that's Hoosier head football coach Tom Allen. Again, National Letter Signing Day a week from tomorrow. Spring practice, not all that far away. Neither's a Sports Talk, our first show of the calendar year. Fred Glass joins us, J.B. Neal and his seniors, Cooper Bybee, Jason Brown, Edgewood getting ready to talk title with Northview come Friday night. We're live from Yogi's, starting a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.